The Australian Prime Minister says all evidence suggests that the missing Malaysia Airlines passenger plane has been lost in the Indian Ocean.
The accumulation of evidence is that the aircraft has been lost, and it has been lost somewhere in the south of the Indian Ocean.
Abbott said the best technological equipment is being used in the search operation and that they will solve the mystery if it is solvable. He, however, refused to put a time limit on the search, saying the intensity and magnitude of the search is increasing. Secret services from the U.S., Britain and China have been involved in the search for flight MH370 that vanished on March the 8th, with 239 people on board. From Sydney, our correspondent Hamid Farajullahi earlier gave us the latest on the ongoing search for the missing Malaysian Airlines aircraft.
I guess if for the next week we'll see an intense search unit being sent out into the ocean to try to find the black box, the battery of the black box which powers the beacon would be failing in apparently 7th or 8th of April. Two major equipment have been deployed. One is an undercover vehicle, and the other one is underwater vehicle, and the other one is a Pinger locator. So these are being supplied by the U.S. Navy, and what it does, they try to locate the black box by the Pinger locator, and once that's been located, roughly what they're going to do, they're going to send the underwater vehicle to try to see if they can get any images and try to retrieve the box. And as you know, once that box, if that box it would be retrieved, then the whole mystery, there's a strong chance that the whole mystery would be solved as to why the Malaysian airliner went missing.